4-1 hockey game when it's all said and done, McGuire. But I thought you guys, played really well. James Benn, star number one, hey?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said earlier when we were chatting, I think we took care of a lot of the details, and I don't think the scoreboard is necessarily indicative of how the game went. But, I mean, the goalie back there played a heck of a game, and at the end of the day, we just got to bury those chances, right?
Yeah, that's what you're just kind of saying. When you get down low in front, just, especially in the power plays in the third, too, again, just working that, taking that extra mile to get there.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, we're getting net front, but we're just not getting our sticks on the ice and spinning off checks, and chances are there, which is, it's good. If we weren't getting those chances, that'd be a problem, but it's good. It's a nice problem to have that we gotta score. We're getting the chances, right?
For sure. So it's 500, right? You guys are going into Christmas break, and I asked Tad this on the pregame show last night, because the goal going into the start of the year, right, was hosting game one in the playoffs. I think now it's probably 13, 14 points between fifth and fourth where you guys are. Is that still your guys' goal?
Absolutely, and I'd be lying and saying that we're satisfied. I think we've proven that we can be a great hockey team in this league. But our consistency has just struggled all year, right? So I think it'll be good to get back home and reset, and each guy is going to be able to look themselves in the mirror and reset, recharge, and, get ready to hit the ground running this new year.
Yeah, January 3rd, Kindersley comes to town. Obviously the captain, leader of this team, if anyone just hears this on our website, just a message to the fans over the holidays.
Yeah, have a safe holiday. Enjoy it. Spend time with family, and, just happy holidays.